Hello and welcome to the Ozone. I'm your host, Jeff Hazard, retired sports information director of SUNY Oneonta. And on today's episode, we are going to welcome in Ainsley Stoll, class of 2011, who will be inducted into our Athletic Hall of Fame this coming June 10th, 2023. So welcome to the show, Ainsley.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's great to see you. You look great. And on behalf of the Hall of Fame committee, we'd like to congratulate you on this well-deserved honor. I mean, certainly I had the pleasure of watching you play for 4 years. So for me, it's even more exciting because, you know, you're an amazing player. Amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was an awesome experience. So.
Well, and that's really kind of where I want to, you know, start with. You played for two different coaches, but I think you were recruited by a third coach, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Yes, I was recruited by a different coach, got there to another coach, and then the current coach stepped in.
Right, finished with Kelly. So why don't you talk about the recruiting process and, you know, why did you choose Oneonta?
Well, it was, I'm going to be honest, it was not my first choice. Okay. But I was looking at schools all across New York, Pennsylvania, trying to stay closer to Buffalo so I could still drive back home and stuff like that. But when I got to Oneonta, I fell in love with the campus and how outdoorsy and nature it is. And the team was awesome. And it was just like a family atmosphere. And that's really what drew me in.
Well, you know, that's, I've already interviewed some of the Hall of Famers and Gerald Jones from the class of 1991. You know, that's the question, you know, why did you choose Oneonta?
Yeah.
And that was exactly what he said. He said, I looked at some other schools. I mean, because he was a pretty good basketball player and he was being recruited by some Division Ones.
Yeah.
And so he said he came to Oneonta, and when he got to campus, he said he just felt like he was at home and he loved the campus and the whole climate. Of course, when he went in 1991, the campus was quite different than what it is today.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You were playing, you got to play on the turf field, right?
Yeah, the AstroTurf. Yeah.
Yeah. So you played on the turf field. Of course, that was it was mud and dirt before that. It was not a great field. So you actually benefited from that. But just the upgrades and things like that. So it's amazing that that's what everyone says. I mean, what, you know, the campus and home, you know, and like, you know, you were recruited by one coach, you came here and you played for another coach. And then Kelly, you know, what was it about that experience that made you feel like, you know, that it was a family?
I mean, all the girls were super close. All the athletic directors. I mean, Tracy was awesome. Like everybody was just so willing to help everybody and outgoing. And you just, like, even my freshman year, I didn't feel like I had just gotten here. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like I knew people, and it was just awesome. Everybody was just so helpful. And
yeah. The, your academic experience, you majored in
criminal justice.
Yeah. And after graduation, you actually went in the service.
Yep. I enlisted into the New York Army National Guard and February 2011. Okay. I went out to basic training in July, I believe, and then I graduated basic in right before Christmas in December of 2011. Okay. And then I got out of that in April of 2017.
Okay. And so thank you for your service.
Well, thank you.
We actually have another Hall of Famer who spent her entire career in the military.
Oh, really?
Yes. And she's also quite a fitness nut. She runs a lot of marathons and she does very well in her age group. And I'm sure you'd love to, you know, you'll love meeting her, Dina.
Oh, yeah. Here.
Yeah. She was a three sport athlete. She was a field hockey goalie.
Oh, cool.
So she played field hockey, basketball, and softball. So, you know, between the two of you, it's great to see people, young people who want to serve their country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what about your, you know, other experiences on campus? I mean, academically, I mean, you certainly were an outstanding student athlete. I mean, in Division III, you know, we talk about, you know, you're not getting a scholarship, you're not getting money to play, and, you know, there's not really a professional avenue for, you know, for most Division III athletes. Of course, today there is, you know, more so now.
Right.
But, you know, so you actually were outstanding in both, you know, academics and athletics. I mean, what about being a Division III student athlete is so great?
I think it really does help you manage your time very well, like with how practices are laid out in my classes. Like I remember I always jam-packed my mornings, and I was done with my classes by like 11, I would do all my homework and then go to practice. So I had nothing to worry about at practice except just field hockey. Right. So it was perfect, like my system I had going on.
Yeah, so time management, everyone.
Yeah.
Part of the, you know, when over the years, you know, we talk to the student athletes and we ask them, you know, what kinds of things that you either, we just find that they're better at those kinds of things because you're doing a million things every day and you know that you have a specific time for practices and when you can fit all that stuff in. Did you ever feel, you know, time crunches or, you know?
Sometimes for like certain deadlines, if we had like an away game or something like that, and I really wanted to like focus on studying and whatnot. But I mean, for the most part, I'd say it helped me more than anything.
Right. Being well, probably kept you grounded, right? I mean, you knew that, you know, you had certain times for different things. And now you played the first coach, your first season was Michelle Behrens.
Yep.
And then Kelly for your last 3 years.
Yep.
What about their coaching or, you know, what kinds of things did you get from them that helped you along the way?
Well, I mean, there was a lot of my first freshman year was Shelley. Yeah. It was definitely a different dynamic than with, I'm going to call her Kuman because that's how I knew her, but definitely different with her. So Shelley was good for my freshman year because it really brought me right into the field hockey world. It was like, boom, 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 we're going.
Yeah.
So, and then when Kuman came, it was like, oh, this person's amazing. They have the same, they're an All-American. They've accomplished all my goals. So I'm like, oh, that's perfect.
Shelley was, she came from a Division I-II background player, coach. So yeah, I could probably see that she might be a little bit more in the, taskmaster or whatever. And, certainly, yeah, Kelly played up, well, we'd like to say across the hill.
At
Rick. And certainly we know how incredible a player she was over there at Hartwick. Because I actually a couple times got to see her play, when our team would go over there or whatever.
Yeah.
She certainly was quite a player. So do you think that because she was such an accomplished player, being able to, you know, coach you, you know, how did that help you as a player?
I think that helped me tremendously as a player because it was just anything I wanted to accomplish, like she just knew exactly what I needed to tweak and fix, and then it was like perfect from there on.
Right.
So she was very like skilled when it came to like transitioning her knowledge into a player.
Okay.
So that was awesome.
Well, I can tell you, for those people that, you know, will be listening to this and didn't get a chance to see you play, I always tell people that every time there was a corner, it was automatic.
Yeah.
It was going in the goal.
Yeah. I still remember that play call too.
Oh my goodness. All we would do is just, okay, we're on a corner and we would just listen for the back of the goal because we knew it was probably going in.
Yeah.
Now, did you ever, I mean, you know, you say you wanted to accomplish a lot of things. I mean, you were Suniac Player of the Year, 4-time All-Conference, 3-time All-Region, you're second in points career, second in goals, third in points or whatever. I mean, you're one of our greatest players of all time. I mean, when you came in as a freshman, was that the goal you set or was it something that you were, as you kind of got into it, you said, you know what, I can do this?
I'd say I didn't really want to have any goals my freshman year because, I mean, you're a freshman, you don't really know what to expect. Yeah. But as I got going with it, I'm like, oh, these goals are kind of attainable. I'll be all right. Then I just kind of went with it. And then I'm like, oh, okay. And then honestly, it wasn't even about trying to achieve any goals. I just loved playing field hockey.
Right.
I love playing field hockey. I haven't played it in a very long time, but.
Right. And I can see that, you know, a lot of players who, you know, accomplish things, it's not really, like you said, their goal. It just kind of happens because you love the game so much. And if you work hard at it, you know, good things will happen.
Right.
Who are some of your teammates that you really, you know, thought, you know, helped you maybe as a player as well?
My freshman, I mean, I had a lot of teammates. Well, obviously you have a lot of people come in and out of your four years of college, but I'd say like my freshman year was definitely a bunch of the seniors. I always looked up to them because they had the experience and they were they knew what to expect at the collegiate level. Yeah. And then as I started becoming one of the seniors and my teammates, and it's kind of just as we all grew up with the 4 years together, we played better together and we were just unstoppable, really.
It was always, it was fun. Field hockey, you know, people, a lot of people, when they watch field hockey, they don't understand it because there's a lot of whistles.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, what's going on?
Right.
Although there are less whistles now than there used to be. I remember when the game would stop almost every 10 seconds because of a whistle. And I'm glad that, but you know what, because the athletes got better and the play got faster, they had to evolve. You know, sort of like in women's lacrosse now, they changed the rules because the athletes are so much better.
Right.
You know, they needed to make the game flow better.
Right. You got to keep up with the times.
Yeah. And I think the things they did in field hockey certainly, you know, have helped that game as well. But I tell you, if you watch it on turf, it's like when you watch Division I games, I mean, there's a lot of times that the ball's not even on the ground. They can lift the ball and lift it like 30, 40, 50 yards down the, you know, down the field, and someone's breaking away on a goalie.
Oh, yeah. It's wild.
Yeah. It's just crazy. It's awesome to watch. I mean, you wish that people would watch all sports, you know, instead of your basketball, all that kind of stuff, you know, just to get an appreciation of
all the
athletes and all the games. But so your academic experience, I mean, you know, what kind of, you know, what would you say about that? Some of your professors and.
Yeah, no, I had awesome professors. So I major in criminal justice. So I took a lot of interesting electives. I'd say when I was still there, a lot of the professors had like real recordings of like police interviews and stuff like that. So that was pretty cool to see that stuff like firsthand. Yeah. So, I mean, that was awesome. So that's kind of what inspired me, I guess, to go into when I graduated with the military police, because that was kind of what I was interested in. So that kind of helped.
And then, so now you're a postmaster.
No. So I'm a letter carrier, but
I'm
in the process of going for the postal inspector position.
Oh, okay.
But that is they only hire every like 6-7 years or something like that. And they only hire within the post office. So it's basically federal law enforcement. So they deal with like drugs in the mail, illegal mailing, stuff like that. So
okay.
I started that application process last July, and it takes usually like 2 to 3 years to get hired.
Wow.
So hopefully I can get that. That'd be my goal.
Wow. That would be awesome. So, so really kind of in that same, you know, the whole criminal justice background, you've always been kind of into that. I mean, how did you get into that? I mean,
it's just always been fascinating to me. I don't know.
Yeah. You don't have any family or relatives that were police officers or?
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Because usually that kind of runs in families, you know, the father, the grandfather, you know.
Yep.
I mean? Wow. That is crazy.
I just thought it was awesome.
Yeah. And so I know, you know, you lived in Buffalo, you know, you grew up in the Buffalo area, you know, you came all the way to Oneonta, you know, it's about what, 5 hours or so?
Four and a half.
Were your parents able to ever come and watch you play?
My mom or my dad, he came a lot, well, when he could, given the fact that it was a distance. But if we ever played at like Geneseo or Brockport, he would come to those games a lot.
Okay.
And then my mom, she is disabled or was disabled. Wow. She passed this past summer, but so she couldn't really get up to the games and stuff like that. But my dad was always there.
Awesome. Awesome. Big family? You have any other brothers and sisters?
I have one brother. He's older, 3 years older than me.
Okay. And was he an athlete?
He was. He played soccer in high school. I initially played soccer before I even started field hockey. I played soccer from the time I was 4 until 5th grade, when my gym teacher was the varsity field hockey coach. He got me into field hockey and switched me from soccer to field hockey.
Yeah. What? Wow. That. Okay. Did you like it right away?
I did. But the problem was they're both fall sports. So I had to pick between one. So I was on club teams, travel teams, premier teams for soccer. And then I just transitioned all of that to field hockey, basically.
So you probably would have played, I'm thinking you probably would have played collegiately in soccer as well.
Yeah, that was my initial plan. Yeah. And then until I discovered field hockey, but I'm glad I did.
Yes, well, so aren't we. And no other sports ever interested you?
I tried basketball once. Yeah. When I was like 10, because I was taller than everyone, and then everyone else grew and I stayed. And then I played lacrosse the one season, modified lacrosse. That was fun. And then I just basically focused solely on field hockey. I would practice like every day outside, taking shots and shooting up against my dad's shed.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and we know, so now we know where the shot came from.
Yep. He'll tell you all about it, I'm sure, too. Yeah.
So what about your Oneonta experience? Do you think, you know, helped you, you know, we all talk about, you know, getting out into the real world and, you know, dealing with whatever's comes your way. Mm-hmm. You know, what about your Oneonta experience do you think, you know, might have helped you, you know, with
that? I think it was definitely the whole being a college athlete, because like I said before, time management is definitely your number one priority with that. And I mean, it's still to my life now. I'm going to be 34 in 2 months. So it's definitely transition now. Like I still have my routine and I go to the gym in the morning, I go to work. Like I still have that mentality of how it was in college. So that definitely prepared me for the real world, especially when you get in like unexpected situations with things not going as planned and how to trouble and problem solve and compromise with those situations. So it's definitely carried on into every aspect of my life, really.
Wow, that's great. And because I know that, you know, again, you know, Coach Kuhman, Kelly Kingsbury. Yeah, I know. It's so funny because I only know her as Kelly Kingsbury. we know how important the academic side is, you know, for her, because obviously she was a pretty outstanding student herself. Right. And I know that just being around her for all those years, you know, how much she emphasized, you know, that academic part of the student athlete experience, but also community service. I mean, when she first got here, I mean, certainly that was a big thing that, you know, Tracy Ranieri and a lot of the other coaches in the department were supporting and trying to get student athletes to be involved with. I mean, are there some projects that you were involved in while you were a student here? I'm trying to remember.
I'm trying to remember too.
Yeah. You know, it might have just started.
I think it probably just started right. I mean, I think we like rates leaves and stuff.
Yeah, that was the big one. That was
like the start of it. That's what I remember.
Yeah, because that came from the SUNYAC, the conference.
Yes. When we did
the SUNYAC leaf raking day.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's they still do it. So it's
really?
We're coming up on almost 20 years of leaf raking.
Wow.
Which is crazy. I mean, I know when the conference stopped kind of doing it, a lot of the schools thought that, you know, why should we stop doing it?
Right.
You know, and now our student athletes rake for mostly the, you know, older people in the town, you know, mm-hmm. the city of Oneonta, which obviously, right. you know, helps them a lot. So that was really a big one. I know that Kelly embraced community service. You know, she's done a lot of stuff, and especially during COVID.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, you know, from your vantage point, you know, you're a mail deliverer. Like, how did COVID affect you?
Mail didn't stop.
Yeah, yeah.
So I worked the whole time. The only thing they did differently was all the carriers, they just staggered our start time so that we weren't all in the office in the morning.
Okay.
So some of us started early and some of us started an hour after that.
Okay.
That was it.
Yeah. Well, we know that, right? Rain, sleet, hail.
Yeah, no, we're always right? going.
So anything else about your Oneonta experience? I mean, you know, that you maybe highlight or whatever. Were there any games that you think, you know, that stand out to you that you really think, you know, wow, that was a great game or a great moment, big wins?
I mean, everything was just, every experience I ever had at Oneonta was beneficial and memorable in some sort of way to me. I mean, every I remember, I don't even know what game it was, but I remember taking a shot on a corner and shattering my field hockey stick, like, because it was so cold. Like, I remember that. I remember getting my fingertip broken off in Lockhaven because the ball. Yeah.
How did you do that?
It was a free hit, and I was blocking the free hit. It was like their circle, a free hit out. And the way the ball hit my stick, like, I blocked it, but it hit my tip of my finger and jammed it into the stick. And so they had to sew the tip of my finger back on.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah.
That used to, you know, people talk about, you know, because again, the rules have changed. You know, they don't do the stopper anymore on the corners.
Oh,
you play with the stopper.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that a couple of times, I know that Andy Spence, do you remember Andy Spence, trainer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, he told me one time one of our players who was the stopper, you know, stopped the ball, and the person who was hitting hit it, but also took part of the finger with the shot.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, that happened to one of our players. You know, he told me about that. So for you to say that you had that problem with just doing that, you know.
Oh, God, it was so painful. And I had to sit like this. And the car or the bus ride back to Oneonta. And then it was Halloween, I remember. And I went to the hospital. Geez.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's okay, right? It's doing all right?
Oh, yeah. I can feel it. It's great.
That's good. Good. So they did a good job of getting it back on, right?
Yeah.
Wow. As we, you know, maybe try and get here to the, you know, end of our conversation, are there any people that you'd like to maybe thank or talk about specifically about your, you know, that helped you in your experience?
I mean, I just want to thank literally everybody that I've ever come in contact with at Oneonta, because everybody helped me in some way or another.
Right.
And whether they think it was the smallest impact, it could have made the biggest impact. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, Tracy was always awesome. Gotta give a shout out to Tracy.
Yes, no, you do. We do.
I mean, Kuman was awesome. I think we had Heather Davis as one of our assistant coaches.
Yeah.
All the athletic directors or athletic trainers, everybody was great.
Yeah.
Like I said, it comes back to like that family feeling, and I immediately had that, and I had that for the 4 years I was there.
Yeah, no. And certainly we are, from my vantage point as someone who was an administrator in the department, you know, those are the things that we obviously like to hear from our student athletes, because that's what we strive for. It's about the student athlete experience, and being positive and trying to prepare you for what's after college.
Yeah.
So it's good to hear that, because we worked very hard to create that atmosphere for you.
Well, everybody's doing a lovely job.
Well, and I will pass that along to everyone. Of course, we know that there are a lot of people that aren't there.
Right.
You know, from your time, a lot of coaches have come and gone. But certainly, you know, like you said, Kelly is still there, and she's doing a great job. And, you know, some of the other, I don't know if there are any of the other, Ian Byrne, do you remember Ian Byrne?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we know he's doing a great job. The soccer program is incredible. You know, so those types of things. But I think the thing that made it great, I think, is because all those coaches just really wanted to make sure that you had a great experience.
Right.
You know, and you can't go wrong if you're trying to do what's right.
Right.
So, well, listen, I certainly am looking forward to June 10th and being able to see you again in person and honoring and celebrating your incredible career. Because it certainly was an incredible career. And we'll just share some more moments, you know, about your experience during that day or on that day.
Okay, cool. I'm excited.
I'm glad you are. You know, I mean, you know, has it hit you yet? I mean, feeling about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's excitement, you know, definitely exciting to have that, like, accomplishment.
Right.
I'm excited to be back. I haven't been back to Oneonta since I graduated.
Well,
because it is quite a hike.
Yeah, no, you're right. Well, of course, we did put in a new field for field hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have turf, softball, and baseball. I mean, we're turfed everything now, which is crazy to think that we didn't know if we could ever get there, as a campus.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just excited, and it's going to be a great time. And the class is great. I mean, you're going to enjoy your classmates. I mean, they're all outstanding and all, you know, in their own way, but plus their contributions to Oneonta and beyond have been remarkable. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for joining me today. And, you know, we always want to thank everyone for joining us in the Ozone, and we'll see you next time. And,